I want this evening again to draw your attention to this portion of Scripture, Luke's Gospel, chapter 23. In this portion of Scripture, of course, we have the story of two malefactors. They both died, one on the right-hand side of Christ, the other on the left-hand side of Christ on Calvary's Hill. On Wednesday night, we considered the thief that went to heaven. And we considered the wonderful conversion of this man. And what a wonderful conversion it is. The record here set before us in this portion of Scripture. Just about to go out into eternity, indeed into hell itself. And he turns in true repentance and faith, and he calls upon the Lord to save him. And of course, we're all familiar with those wonderful words of the Lord Jesus. Today shalt thou be with me in paradise. But you know, as we indicated on Wednesday night, there were two thieves. And of course, we also emphasized on Wednesday night that while one man died and went to heaven, went to be with the Lord, the other man died and went to hell. And very simply tonight, at the close of this week of meetings, close of this meeting tonight, I want to draw your attention to this man, this malefactor, this thief that died and went out into a lost eternity. There's a very solemn message, but I pray that God the Holy Spirit will take the message tonight and apply it upon your heart, especially if you're here tonight listening into this service and you're not a Christian. Men and women, let me say very lovingly and very tenderly, while there is a heaven to gain, there is a hell to shun. And the truth of God's word is this, that if men reject the Lord Jesus Christ, refuse to come and accept him as their own and personal Savior, then they will be lost, and they will be lost for all eternity. Why did this malefactor, why did this thief end up in hell? Well, the simple answer, of course, is because he did not get saved. He did not get saved. But I want you to notice tonight why this malefactor did not get saved. Indeed, why he could not get saved. And again, I pray as we consider these thoughts this evening, that the Lord will write his word upon your heart and upon your soul. My friend, if you're in this meeting listening to this service tonight and you're not a Christian, you're not saved, then I pray that you listen very, very carefully. I pray that God, the Holy Spirit, will take the word of God this evening and burn it within your heart and within your soul, that your eyes might be opened to see your need of God's salvation. You see, you're not saved. Your greatest need tonight is to be born again of the Spirit of God. Your greatest need tonight is to come to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Why did this man end up in hell? Why did he not get saved? Why could he not get saved? Well, I want you to notice, first of all, the sin he served. The sin he served. You see, the truth is this, man ended up in a lost eternity because he would not give up his sin. He would not repent of his sin. He refused to come to Christ and have his sins forgiven. What was his sin? Well, take a look there at verse 39, and it says, "And one of the malefactors which were hanged, reeled on him." I want you to underline the word malefactors there. This man was a malefactor. Now, he's described this way three times in this portion of Scripture, here in verse 39 and also up there in verse 32 and 33. The word malefactor simply means an evildoer or one who is caught up in criminal activity and one who has no respect for anyone else. And here we have an individual who lived his life in sin. Now, of course, he was born in sin, because the Bible says that we're all born in sin and shapen in iniquity. And not only was he born in sin, but he lived in sin, and he loved his sin. And one of the sins, one of the many sins that he committed, of course, was thieving and stealing, because over there in Matthew's gospel, he is described as a thief. And of course, as a thief, that means that he broke the eighth commandment, thou shalt not steal. The Bible tells us very clearly, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin. And there's no doubt, when you read this passage of Scripture, when you consider this man's lifestyle, that he lived for sin and for the pleasures of sin. Now, we've already considered the other malefactor, and he too loved his sin, and he too lived for his sin. And indeed, the very reason why both men were on the cross was because of their crime and because of their sin. But of course, as we found out on Wednesday night, the other malefactor realized he was a sinner, turned away from his sin, repented of his sin, and cried unto God for mercy. And the Lord Jesus Christ had mercy upon his soul. But this other man, and I want you to see this because it's very important, this other man was unwilling to turn away from his sin. He wanted to hold on to his sin. I wonder, is there someone in this meeting tonight? And that's the reason why you're not saved. That's the reason why you're still on your way to a lost eternity. Maybe there's someone listening into the meeting tonight through the airwaves, through the social media. And the reason why you're not saved is because you're not willing to turn away from your sin. You're not willing to give up your sin. My friend, listen, until you're willing to turn from your sin in true repentance and faith in Jesus Christ, you'll never be saved. That is the truth. Until you have your sins forgiven. Now, thank God tonight, the wonderful message of the gospel is this, that the Lord Jesus Christ has died upon the cross, shed his precious blood, he has risen again, and tonight the Lord Jesus is willing to forgive you for your sin, to cleanse you from your sin, and to prepare you for heaven. And though I would say to you this evening, if the Lord is speaking to your heart, and I believe the Lord has been speaking to hearts in this week of meetings, if the Lord is speaking to your heart tonight, come and yield at the foot of the cross and turn from your sin and cry unto God to forgive you for your sin. And thank God that if you do that, in true repentance and faith, this night you can have your sins forgiven. And although you may have come into God's house on your road to hell, not knowing anything of God's forgiveness and God's salvation, praise God, you can go out of God's house tonight knowing that your sins are forgiven, knowing that you're on your way to heaven. But if you want to hold on to your sin, if you refuse to turn away from your sin, then like this malefactor who ended up in hell, so will you. And I say that lovingly to you this evening. You see, there's an element that is left out of gospel preaching today, and that element is repentance. The Lord Jesus Christ, when he walked upon this scene of time, he said, "Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." John the Baptist preached repentance. Indeed, all the apostles, indeed, all the prophets preached the doctrine of repentance. But this man, this thief, this malefactor, wanted to hold on to his sin. And that's why he went to hell. One of the reasons. Now, there's another reason here. I want you to take a look there at verse 39. It's a very interesting verse when you come to study this malefactor. And not only do I want you to see the sin he served and refused to let go of, but I want you to see the sentence he spoke. Now, this sentence that he spoke is very revealing. Although this thief, I believe, would have said other things to Christ, this is the only recorded sentence in the Bible which we have that he ever spoke. Now take a look what he says. And one of the malefactors which were hanged railed on him, saying, and he spoke these words to the Savior, who was hanging on the cross beside him. He said, if thou be Christ, save thyself and us. Now, what does that reveal to us about this thief? Well, it reveals to us, first of all, that his heart was full of unbelief. You see, this was a sentence spoken in unbelief. He said, if thou be Christ. The truth is, he didn't believe that the one hanging beside him was the Son of God, the Savior of the world. Therefore, this man went to hell because he had a heart that was full of unbelief. He would not accept that Jesus Christ was the Son of God, the Savior of the world. And not only was it a sentence spoken in unbelief, but it was a sentence spoken in selfishness. Did you notice that? Look what it says. If thou be Christ, save thyself and us. In other words, all this thief wanted was to get down from the cross and get back to his old life again. He only wanted to get down from the cross so that he could get back to his thieving again. He was selfish. If thou be the Messiah, if thou be the Son of God, perform a miracle now. Get us all down from the cross. If thou be the second person in the Holy Trinity. My friend, this man went to hell because he refused to believe that Jesus Christ was the Son of God. He would not believe that Jesus was the Savior of the world. His heart was full of unbelief. Oh, I wonder, is there someone here tonight? You're sitting in God's house, maybe listening online. That's the reason you're not saved tonight. You won't believe that the Lord Jesus Christ is the only Savior. You know, the Bible tells us very clearly and very simply that there's only one Savior, and that Savior is the Lord Jesus Christ. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there's no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. The Bible clearly teaches from Genesis to Revelation that there's only one who can bring us to heaven, only one who can save us from hell, only one who can forgive us for our sins, and that one is the blessed Son of God, the Lord Jesus, the second person in the Holy Trinity. But you're not willing to believe that. You're not willing to accept that tonight. Oh, I wonder, am I speaking to someone this evening? And deep down in your heart, you have a heart that is full of unbelief. Oh, my friend, what a sad situation you're in. But I pray tonight that God, the Holy Spirit, would open up your heart and open up your mind and open up your thoughts, and that the Word of God would penetrate into your very inner being tonight, and that you would get a fresh glimpse of who the Lord Jesus is. Oh, listen, come with me, visit Calvary, where my Redeemer died. His blood, it fills the fountain. 'Tis full, 'tis deep, 'tis wide. Just think about this for a moment. He was hanging on the cross beside the Lord Jesus. When the Lord Jesus was upon the cross, he uttered seven sayings. Now, I'm not going to go through them all this evening, for that's another sermon. But the Lord Jesus, as he spoke, he made it clear who he was. He made it clear what he had come to do. And yet, although he heard the voice of the Savior, although he saw the blood running down the Savior's face and the Savior's side and the Savior's hands and the Savior's feet, although he hung beside the blessed Son of God himself, he still would not believe and accept that Jesus Christ was the only way to heaven. Oh, my friend, I wonder tonight, is there someone here in this meeting? And deep down in your heart, you think perhaps you need good works to save you. You need the church to save you. And you're holding on to those things. Oh, you don't dismiss, maybe you're not like this man completely, because you don't dismiss, well, the Lord Jesus Christ, he has some part to play in it. And maybe you think, well, you need Christ plus the church and Christ plus the sacraments and Christ plus your good works. And there's many people like that in Ulster and across this world tonight. No, no, it's not Christ plus anything. It's Christ and Christ alone, the only hope of glory. My friend, if you're ever going to get into heaven, if you're ever going to escape hell, then you must come and you must cast your all upon the Lord Jesus Christ, upon his person and upon his work, and you must plead the merits of his precious blood alone to cleanse you. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Why did this man go to hell? He went to hell because he wouldn't give up his sin. He wanted to hold on to his pleasure. He went to hell because he would not believe that Jesus Christ was the Son of God. He would not accept that the one hanging on the cross beside him was the blessed Savior of the world. I want you to notice something else, but I want you to notice, thirdly, the sermon he shunned. You said to me, did he hear a sermon? Yes, he heard a sermon. Who preached this sermon to him? Well, his other friend, the thief, the other thief that got saved, he preached the sermon to him. I want to read the verses again to you. Now, we've already considered these verses. These verses sum up the conversion of the thief that got saved and went to heaven, went to be with the Lord. But it was a sermon. Take a look at verse 40 there. And after this thief that ended up in a lost eternity said, if thou be Christ, save thyself and us. It says that his friend rebuked him, but the other answering rebuked him, saying, now he's saying to him, the one that he rebuked, does not thou fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation? He was recognizing here that Christ, the one that was hanging beside them, was the God-man. Look at verse 41. And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. In other words, you and I are sinners. We deserve what we're getting here. But this man, speaking of Christ, had done nothing amiss. And we pointed out there that he confessed the sinlessness of Christ. And he was telling his friend, this person hanging beside us is the Son of God, the sinless, spotless Son of God. He heard a sermon, and his friend, what he was doing there, very simply, he was pointing this other thief to the Savior. But he shunned that sermon. He shunned the words of his friend. My friend, there's men and women end up in hell because they'll not listen to the preacher. They'll not listen to a family member. They'll not listen to a Christian friend. When someone hands you a gospel tract, you just throw it down at their feet. Or if you're courteous, maybe you'll take the gospel tract, stick it in your pocket, and then when you get home, just throw it into the fire. But you shun the message of the gospel. This man ended up in hell because he rejected the message of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, my friend, I pray tonight that you will not end up in a lost eternity, but that you will come and put your faith and trust in the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world. You know, the Bible tells us that the Lord Jesus Christ died first. He gave up the ghost, the Bible tells us, and he died. You remember the soldiers came, and the soldiers were sent to break the legs of the three men who were being crucified. And of course, when they came to the Lord, he was already dead, so they didn't break his leg. And of course, that was a fulfillment of prophecy. Not one of his bones would be broken. And that's why they took the spear and pierced his side. But then the two malefactors were still living, so they broke their legs. And the moment they broke their legs, they died. Their bodies collapsed. Their hearts pressed up against their ribs, and they died. So here we have two men, and they virtually died at the same time, within minutes of each other. And one went to heaven. One went to be with the Lord. Today shalt thou be with me in paradise. But where did the other man go? The man that refused to give up his sin, the man that refused to believe that Jesus Christ was the Son of God, the man that wouldn't listen to the sermon, wouldn't listen to the preaching of the gospel, where did he go? Well, you answer the question. He went to hell. He was lost. And my friend, I say this lovingly and tenderly to you tonight, if you die without Jesus Christ in your heart as your Savior, if you die rejecting the message of the gospel, the message of the preacher, the message of your loved ones, if you die refusing to let go of your sin, then you will be lost in hell forever. I want you to turn over, keep your hand in Luke's Gospel 23 just for a moment, and I want you to turn over to a text of Scripture that's found in Revelation chapter 6. And I want you to underline verse 8. Now, we're going to read all the verse, but there's four words particularly that I'm going to underline. You see, hell's real. Now, it doesn't give the preacher any joy preaching about hell. He would rather preach about heaven. But you know, to be faithful to the souls of men and women, not only must we warn men, not only must we tell men about heaven, but we must warn men about hell. Look at verse 8, it says, "And I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was Death, and hell followed with him." I just want you to take a pen, if you have a pen, and underline the words, "Death and hell followed." Just think of those words tonight. If you're not saved, not born again of the Spirit of God. Now I know the devil will come and the devil will try and snatch away the good seed from your heart. And before you get out of the meeting, he'll try to distract you. And maybe he's even doing that now. And maybe all you want to do tonight is for the meeting to be over, to get home, to get away from this place so that you can stop thinking about death and eternity and heaven and hell and what the Word of God says. But you remember this. If you listen and hear nothing else tonight, you remember this. The moment you die in your sin, the moment you die rejecting Christ, the moment you die with a heart full of unbelief, the moment you die saying no to the message of the gospel, the moment you die, hell will follow. And that's the solemnity of the message of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. My friend, I could give you reference after reference tonight, and I could show you verse after verse to prove to you from the Word of God that hell is a reality. Luke chapter 16, just to mention one, we read about the rich man. And the Bible tells us that he lived a life in his sin and he lived a life rejecting Christ and he died in that state. And the Bible says that he died and he was buried. And in hell he lifted up his eyes being in torment. Oh, I urge you tonight, I plead with you tonight. Don't die and go out into a lost eternity. Don't say no again to God's free offer of salvation. But come and put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus. Remember the other thief. I'm not going to preach that sermon again tonight. I preached it on Wednesday night. But thank God there is hope here. There is hope in Christ, eternal salvation through the Lord Jesus. Because here we have the other thief. And he realizes he is the sinner. And he recognizes that the one hanging on the cross is the Son of God. And what does he do? He cries unto Christ for mercy. O Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And Jesus gave him a wonderful promise. Today shalt thou be with me in paradise. My friend, you can have life tonight. You can have eternal life tonight. You can have sins forgiven tonight. You can have assurance of salvation tonight. You can know that you're on your way to heaven tonight. Would you not come to Christ? Would you not come and by faith bow at the foot of the old rugged cross and cry like the thief that went to heaven, Lord, remember me, save me. And the Lord will save you tonight. The Lord will redeem you tonight. But as you leave God's house, oh, my friend, as you leave God's house, remember this, that while one thief died and went to be with the Lord, the other thief died. Just within minutes of each other, just think of it. We're hearing about people dying every day. What is the first thought comes into your mind when someone dies? You hear of them dying. Where are they?